Dan, do you ever drink NA beers?
Nah, bro. I need that buzz.
Full power.
Yeah, man. Drinking NA beers for me, that'd be like smoking a CBD version of crack. You know what I mean? I need CBD.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Okay. Ding, ling, 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 ling. That's the sound of the high school bell, as some might remember, unless you went to one of the more high schools in the woods that didn't have bells. Dan, did you? We have Dan. Oh, Dan Licata's here.
Yeah. What's
up? Give it up. We need to do a Drink Champs like clap for the guests. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Boys.
Thank you for having me.
Dude, of course.
Yeah, man. I went to a normal ass high school, not one of them Montessori, weird liberal, hippy dippy institutions.
You can say. Thank God. If you want, man.
Be careful. Those Montessori teachers and the staff there are violent, and they will be in your DMs right now, and I've already been down this road.
We have a highly educated listenership, and
a lot of them are in Montessori right now.
They'll come for you. Right, a lot of them
is
are
Montessori
children.
For does it stop after 5 years old? Do they kick you out, or can you keep doing it?
I think you could keep doing it, and I think anyone can start one, and there's no rules, and I think maybe that'll be my next project is opening my own Montessori school.
And it's Italian.
For goofy
Montessori.
Kids.
Montessori?
I thought it was Jewish. I thought Montessori was Jewish.
Well, it has a vowel at the end. Anything with a vowel at the end, like Licata, Verone.
Yeah, you're thinking of a guy, Montessori.
He's the first Jew.
he was Jewish, yeah.
Yeah.
Eric Rahill's dirt biking Montessori Academy. Imagine that. Dirt bike in the morning, 2-a-day dirt bikes, and
Jewish
then paintball
extreme
fucking
sports.
Lunch.
You make a Jewish extreme sports wing and army.
Right. They're underrepresented.
You see somebody coming flying out towards your head on a motorcycle listening to whatever it's called?
Mahdi's Yahoo.
Listening to Mas Yahoo, who is looking amazing these days, by the way. Singing
Hebrew. He's looking.
Dude,
fresh.
Yeah, imagine one of those fucking motocross helmets with the
the curls. What are
the curls coming through?
Hair. The curls.
Hair. What are, called? What are those?
Damn.
Head, side.
Know. That's a good point. You never see like it. Somebody in an NFL helmet with the. We need to hit someone Hasidic in the NFL. That would be hard, dude.
We need, There's, young Jamie to fact check this shit for us.
Oh, yeah. The Rogan staff is
we need
working
a fucking Jamie,
time,
dude, a producer that we can clown on. And,
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
It'll when
deflect
do we say
a lot
about,
of the attention sorry. Towards Eric that we. I feel like we tend to put some of that energy on you. And
I don't know. Right. I don't know if you know this, Dan, but I would say the most bullied one out of all three of us.
Damn.
Yeah. And yet the most successful is quite curious. It's quite interesting.
Well, they're punching up is what they're doing. So.
I know, bro, but I'm sensitive down there. You know what I'm saying?
It's ethicality.
Yeah.
By the way, we have to say that Dan Licata just dropped a stand-up special. It's on YouTube right fucking now. I'm just going to say that if you want to just dip out of this podcast right now, just exit out right now.
Mm-hmm.
To exit out, just go to YouTube. Don't even listen to this podcast. Just go to YouTube and watch Dan Licata's special. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be mad one single bit that our listenership just drops off for this episode. If we're going to transfer that viewership to Dan Licata's, that's all I care about right now.
Yeah.
To be frankly honest. Right.
Well,
it's incredible. Yeah. You did a stand-up special that no one's ever done before. You did a special in front of all 15-year-old boys.
Correct.
At your old high school.
At my old high school in Buffalo. Yeah. Which, it's kind of weird that I did that, honestly.
It's kind of twisted. It's quite strange.
Interesting. What makes you believe this?
Just based on, like, I think it's a good litmus test anytime I would tell someone, like, the concept for the special. I feel like guys like us are, like, hell yeah when they hear the concept. But there was a couple times when I would tell people the concept and they go, huh, so why do you want to do that? And I'm like, all right, good special job. Is not for you, okay?
Right. It's for the real ones. Did you
for the boys.
Get intimidated with the first time you met all the boys? Did you meet them all? Did you like talk to them before you went on, or was it fresh?
I kind of went out on stage and just introduced myself.
Yeah.
And I told them, like, if you guys do a good job, I'll give you all Pete Davidson's phone number. And I thought that would get like a laugh out of them, and it just.
I bet. Do they know who he is, you think? I wonder if those guys are rocking with his ass.
Oh, for everyone I bet. Knows who that's Pete Davidson
is. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, no.
Bupkis.
They're bumping Bupkis on their fucking sure. iPads all day, I bet.
Yeah, well, Bupkis goes perfectly with a lot of the beats from... Who's the Kid Cudi? If you play a Kid Cudi instrumentals over the Bupkis show, it perfectly aligns with the rhythm.
That's why they're connected.
It's like the Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon.
I wanted to ask you this, Dan. Are you scared of teenage boys at all? Do they, like, scare you? Because I feel like they're some of the most, like, intimidating sort of age group and gender combination on the planet. Like, is a teenage boy, I mean, like, they're mysterious. You don't know what they're gonna do.
They're fearless too.
Fearless. Yeah, they don't give a shit. They're really rude. They don't have like the social, education to know what to say, what not to say.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm a little bit scared of them. I guess that's like a leading.
And I think New York City teen boys are scarier than Buffalo, New York teen boys. They're built different. Yeah.
Have you seen any of them?
Any of the New York City ones? Oh yeah, absolutely. I saw this. I think teen boys are scary, but also even like some New York City kids are fucking scary. Like I saw this. I saw this guy walking through McCarran Park wearing like a scarf and like a fedora, and this 5-year-old just ran up to him and pointed at him and went. Insecure and ran away.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Jesus.
They know just what to say to fucking make a grown man crumble.
You know, there was also when I was in New York, there was like, I think it was a homeless person, but I was kind of like picking my nose for just 1 second. Literally did this down the street. He sniped me from like a block away and was like, "You picking your boogers," like it was.
Damn.
So there's some. And that
was it was an older man or a child.
It was an older man.
New York.
So maybe it's just New Yorkers are just kind of
classic.
One time I thought I had maybe leukemia or something when I was 23 or 24. I did not even for no reason. Just that was what I was thinking that day, and then I was. over at our friend Joe Scott's house, who had two kids who were like 5 years old then, and one of them like looked at me in the eyes and then they got right up into my ear and whispered, "Something's wrong with him." And I thought like, oh my god, like I'm gonna die. They know it. So something wrong with children.
They're identical twin boys, which is that is extra scary, you know.
Right. It's not right.
It might be the scariest combination.
Yeah, because you think you killed one, and then the other one comes at you with the 9-9.
Right. Because if you got rid of a if you kill a twin, then that other twin has what they call vengeance.
Double strength.
Vengeance against you.
Because the soul goes into that other kid's body, and so is the muscle mass.
Right. They get double the spiritual strength.
And double the thing.
Eric, I don't want you to totally reveal your TikTok short film series for 16 parts.
Starring the Sklar brothers.
Oh shit!
I see a Sklar brother probably every day. One of them lives by me, and I see one of the Sklar bros walking around.
Maybe it's different ones each time.
Maybe it is.
I have a twin sister, but that doesn't really do shit for me, unfortunately. In this, business.
I didn't know that, Dan.
Yep. I got a twin sister, and my wife is a triplet, so...
Holy shit.
I
didn't know that.
Yeah, so if I ever procreate, I'm going to have, like, 5 fucking kids right off the bat.
Oh, shit.
That's, I cannot be.
Is that genetic? Like, Pinto mom. If you have twins, you're more likely to have.
I think so. Yeah.
Is it really?
I think it's like diabetes. Yeah.
Oh, dude, my
twins
aunt
is like diabetes.
Well, twins. I know a diabetic twin. That's for sure. My dad has a fraternal twin sister, and she's fully diabetic as well. Twin. I bet it's the same gene. Do you have diabetes?
And yet? Your dad has diabetic tendencies?
No. Just his. He likes candy, but his sister is the one that right. has the real right. diabetes.
Oh, shit.
Interesting. Damn. And yet the government doesn't want us to think about it. That's all.
Right. They do not want us talking about diabetes.
What?
All right. Wait. Let's move on. I don't have it.
What question? Oh, this is good because you might. Wait, can we beep? Do we bleep out that you're going to maybe be on? Can we say it?
Yeah, we can. Maybe bleep it. When is this coming out?
Monday.
Monday, tomorrow.
Yeah, right, maybe bleep it. Maybe bleep it.
Right? All right, never mind.
Yeah,
we're bleeping that.
Say James. Say James Corden.
All right. So
sorry.
Well, you have some. So you're doing basically. We should just talk about it. Are you going on a crazy ass press tour right now, Dan?
I mean, you got to
promote this shit.
First stop.
You guys,
we're going to ask. We have the hardest hitting questions. There's no question that. I just tried to type down a thing to cut out, and I tried to type down. All I wrote down was Joy Tactics.
Lose the whole thing.
Joy Tactics.
All right, so we're, I would say, bodying this one already. So what the hell?
How did you choose it to be an hour instead of 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 12, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like 45 to an hour was like that sweet spot that I wanted to hit. And yeah, damn, dude.
Yeah.
Not to go back to what you're saying, you guys are the first stop for me on this little press tour I'm doing, and I knew you guys would be asking the tough questions and really getting down to the nitty-gritty. I was just remembering the like toughest question I was ever asked, which I used to work at a hotel as a bellhop, and there was this like cleaner there who was Chinese and spoke very little English, and for like probably 3.5 years our entire conversations were just, hey, how are you? Oh, you're working the AM shift today. And then one day after 3.5 years he just says to me, so Dan, would you rather be eaten alive by a tiger or beheaded by ISIS? And I was like,
wait, what?
Holding on to that.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
We need to get his ass on here. That sounds like good. A chiller. Would you get fucked up with your coworkers at the hotel, or were you kind of a lone operator?
You know, there was like this 2-month period where... For what? Or no, 2 month is not correct. 2 week period where we were like huffing computer duster as a joke, and if you've never done that, it's like a dirty whippet. So like your brain feels like it's going through a wah-wah pedal, and it's pretty. I used to do a bit on stage my first year of comedy where I would huff computer duster on stage. I'd be like, man, I'm really fucking stressed out lately. And I'd pull it out of my jacket and like actually huff it. And then screaming like, do you guys hear those helicopters? And then it would like wear off. And I'd be like, so anyways, you guys ever been to Starbucks? They're always fucking up my name on the cup. And it never really went well. I think it genuinely freaked people out.
You could also do, you know what I don't understand scientifically is you turn that can upside down and spray it and it freezes whatever it comes in contact with.
Oh yeah, so, I've heard you can chill beers if they're warm really quick by doing that.
With a computer duster?
Yeah.
So I have a mark on my hand from where I would just do it to my hand into my neighbor's hands. And I have a mark on my hand from doing that too much. Gave me like a little bit of frostbite.
Damn, dude.
Oh, does everybody have a...
It's like a little red... You can barely see it. There's like a...
Oh, my God.
I see it. I see it.
That is scarier than a... That's basically an MS-13 tattoo, basically, is what you have.
Don't talk about that on here. No.
Do you ever do this one?
Yeah, that's our... Dan asked before the podcast, what do we not talk about?
MS-13 is maybe the number one thing like we don't want to talk about on here because of some past experiences.
Fair enough, dude. I'll bite my tongue then.
Can you imagine getting all killed by them? Good God.
Do you think we could start a gang like of just? Do you think people would take us seriously?
If not at first, we would have to make a big statement, dude.
I just watched a music video last night that was like this Mexican gang made their own music video about Donald Trump, and they're threatening to like, yo, if you like come around here, dude, we'll fucking kill you. And I thought, it is interesting. I don't know. Something felt okay about that. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I remember when like the Italian mob made a statement that if ISIS ever tried to do a terrorist attack in New York, they would have to respond to the Italian mob.
The like weekend Italian.
It would
mob.
Be dude, who's you're left? Like, you know,
it's like two guys. So like two Italian guys were like, if you like,
oh, but dude, if you're somebody sitting in like. What did wherever Pakistan, wherever they found Bin Laden, and you think you're just chilling there watching your DVDs? You see somebody walking about 20 miles down the desert. You can see them all the way down the. Who's that walking down in a giant zoot suit? Somebody, some Italian dude walking by himself through the desert. Time's up. TikTok. See what I'm saying? That'd be the scariest thing you could ever see in your life. A rogue Italian in the desert.
We should let the mob just exist, but they have to like fight wars as well. It's like you can like there should be a what is that like a mandatory
like a branch of the military sentence. Yeah,
and it's just like the mob guys. They can wear suits, but they got to go on the front lines, and they would get. I feel like they would get shit done. You know,
I feel like the mob,
they get to go back to the United States when the war's over and do all their fucking illegal things, and they don't get caught.
There should be another branch of the military just for Italian guys, for sure.
Oh, shit. Italians only.
It would quickly become mafioso. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't, even if they weren't initially, immediately.
And, they would be but it smelled good. But that shit would smell good up in the barracks.
Aqua di Gio.
Yeah, but that chow time in the canteen would slap, would be bussing.
The rouse.
Remember the Goodfellas scene where they're in prison cooking the meal? Mm. And he's cutting the... garlic, slicing the garlic razor thin with the razor blade.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh,
like
dude, that. When you get the opportunity to julienne, take it. Trust me.
My barber in New York, the one that lives on my street, is Albanian, never says a word to me. Silent. Silence the whole time. But then his friends come in and they start talking in Albanian. But his hands would smell like garlic. But in a way that, like, most people, that would gross me out. But for him, I just imagine him cooking at home every night, and it made me respect him more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. What else?
The smell you of talk garlic about, does warrant respect, for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Emeril Lagasse.
Well, you know what we should talk about? We talked about Eric, you brought up an injury that you had as a child. And Dan, you have a pretty, I would say, public injury that you talk about in the special. I don't want to, this is kind of a spoiler, but you were in sort of a Jackass crew, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And you, can I say what you did?
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Okay, so you like jumped off of a roof and broke both of your legs, and you were out for a couple of months, right?
16 weeks, yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. So I jumped off a Catholic church with an umbrella, which apparently kept my spine straight, so it prevented any sort of like spinal injury. Ugh. So
wow.
I actually did it the right way, but... yeah, I was pretty into Jackass at the time. Me and my buddy Trevor Smith, he was kind of like the Ryan Dunn to my Bam Margera, if you will. And
wow,
you should be careful.
I know. Yeah, he would do this thing that was really sick though, where he would like come up to you in the middle of class and just be like, "Hey, man, when you get a chance, go check out this location in the school." And every time you would go there. There would just be a perfect piece of shit there. Like,
He was shitting.
He was shitting, but it was like Banksy, where it was like no one ever caught him. No one ever saw him do it, and it was always like perfect, like something out of a movie. And it's like, how the fuck did he do this? How did he get it there?
What's
like
he eating?
Water fountain.
Yeah, it sounds like he's having perfect bowel movement. You know, yeah. Exactly what you want.
A lot of fiber, a lot of greens for sure.
Damn.
Good diet.
Yeah. Do you feel? I feel like there's a turn in the, like, I feel like I grew up in a Jackass style friend group as well. And I think we all were hurting ourselves a lot. And then I feel like there was a turn where it became on each other. And that was kind of the beginning of the wars of, like, peeing on each other in our sleep all the time. Did it go there? Dude.
What was that?
The prank war?
Well, we used to pee. Damn. Well, my one friend, I don't know if I've told this on here, my friend peed on this other guy, and he didn't forgive him for, like, 15 years, I want to say. And then a couple holidays ago, maybe like 3 years ago, he's like, dude, I'm still mad about it, but I'll forgive you if you let me, like, spit into your mouth right now. And he lied down on the floor. And I filmed it. I have it in slow motion on my phone.
It sounds kind of sexual, to be frank.
A lot of that stuff is. Want to
do that back?
That's the undertone.
Maybe he secretly liked getting pissed on, but just had he like overcorrected and like had to pretend like it wasn't a kink for him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
There's so much male overcorrection going on, I would say, with all this shit.
Yeah. This is a funny. If you ever go to a strip club with your boy before he gets a lap dance, I like to pull the stripper aside and be like, "Hey, just so you know, my buddy has a shame kink, so be extra mean to him."
I would. I couldn't handle that.
Yeah, when when the stripper roasts you, that's never a fun feeling.
That's
when she
not
goes
right.
Lampanelli mode on your ass.
Lampanelli. Yeah.
I think it's funny that because I similarly would try to do Jackass stuff with my friends, and watching Jackass when I was like 12 made me feel like it was like a route to becoming like sick and like, oh, if I could do this shit and have this kind of swag that these guys have, like that would mean that everyone at school is wrong about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like the soccer all-stars weren't like doing Jackass. Like the guys that were like hot, you know, the hot children weren't doing Jackass. It was like guys like us maybe trying to break.
I think there was there were two kind of groups that you could be in to sort of get girls in high school, and one of them was like the athlete route, mm-hmm. and then the other side of the spectrum was
bad
like
boy.
To be a degenerate, like bad boy.
Right.
You're the person who had like parents that didn't give a fuck if you drank your house, and those were the kids that were like skating and doing like the Jackass style like stunts and shit.
Yeah.
Were you
correct.
Doing this for the ladies, Dan, or was this for the love of the game?
Mostly for the love of the game. I didn't get no love from no ladies back in high school. It was really just for the lulz. But yeah,
just for the injuries.
The idea of like, yeah, I peed in someone's mouth. I got my mouth peed in. Would you hook up with me?
You like that, right?
I would like get fully like drunk in school too. Like I would go to McDonald's before school, get like a fucking giant Coca-Cola, dump out like a third of it, fill the rest with Jack Daniels, and just walk around school drinking. And I remember once me and Trevor Smith drank a whole bottle of Jägermeister before school, and I like was so drunk in math class that I puked in my backpack. But I did it the smart way. I like let it fill up in my mouth and then spit it into my backpack, as opposed to like, bleh, you know. But
yeah,
I was just so stressed. I was like, I'm gonna get kicked out of the play, but I didn't get kicked out of the play. So
yeah, I love that when you zoom in on that picture of you sitting on the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, did you do a lot of plays in high school? Were you in it from the get-go or just a couple?
I did a couple. Yeah.
What was that? What was that one?
That was when I played the Cat in the Hat in Seussical the Musical. Fucking crushed.
Were you so? Do you remember being like crazy as fuck nervous, or were you like, "Fuck this, I got this"?
Damn, I don't remember. I don't know, like...
You were the star.
Yeah, yeah, it was...
You were probably blackout.
Yeah. I was so drunk the whole time. Little liquid courage, yeah.
16 years old, like, fucked up on Jack Daniels.
Dude. Just, yeah, just fucking... Just taking shots of Bacardi Limon backstage, you know?
Well, you would have to imagine that in the days of old, in the medieval days, when they'd take plays around the medieval times, those were probably mostly children because you died by age 30, and they were probably fucked up on wine, mead, right. Whatever they could get their hands on. So if you were drunk, that's just continuing a thespian tradition. So I just to make you feel better, like, you wouldn't be the first.
Thanks.
Does that make you feel better?
Does that make you feel better, Brett?
Yeah.
That's what we do. It's joy tactics. And so, yeah, when he smells damage on somebody, he kind of goes in like a Labrador retriever and says stuff like that. Yeah. So
pretty easily make someone feel much better about themselves.
Yeah. Through history. I would also operate a motor vehicle when I was blackout drunk. Was that okay too? Is that a tradition somewhere?
You know what? Yeah, I forgive you for that. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but I forgive you.
This podcast is about forgiveness more than anything. Yeah. So, yeah, you might have done some fucked up shit in your life, but you're forgiven in the eyes of God. That's for
thank
sure.
You.
And in the marketplace of ideas.
Well, thank you. I do go to confession pretty much every day. I go to a Catholic church. I take the Staten Island Ferry to Staten Island and go to a Catholic church and go to confession. And, you know, you got to tell the priest every time you beat off because that is a sin. So I'm there all the time. I'm always going to and fro Staten Island.
We got to take you to Italy to do the big confession. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah.
Because a confession to one of those priests when they're speaking all
the
Italian.
The Vatican?
Okay, here's the cruise.
You get fully forgiven.
This is the Staten Island, basically the Hajj, if that's what that word is, the Mecca. You get the Italian Mecca, you get on the Staten Island ferry, it goes across the whole Atlantic Ocean, you have to jerk it the whole time, top to bottom. Then you land in Italy, and you do the final, you know what I'm saying, confession of like, it's like a, I guess, Italian thing. I don't know, I'm not Italian, so I couldn't.
Wait, watch this.
Is it porn? You're about to show us?
No, I'm gonna tell you what you would say.
No, yeah, I would love to do some speed 2 cruise control type shit where I hijack the Staten Island ferry and just take it all the way to Rome. That would be badass.
Everybody would be happy that you did it too. That's the difference.
Yeah, that would love.
Did you guys hear that?
Lo appena strattonato.
That's what you would say to that means I just jerked it. And that's what you would say to the Italian priest at the top of the mountaintop in that old timey fucking church.
He daps you up.
Don't dap me up and say, "Here, hit this shit." Give me an Italian
salvia.
Yeah.
Oh, hitting salvia with the balsamic vinaigrette bubbler, something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, just give me a 40 of Peroni to wash it all down.
Oh, Nate just dapped my ass up with a non-alcoholic Peroni the other night.
Oh, yeah, the 0.0 Peronis, those shits hit. Mm-hmm. They hit differently in the NA space. They're real. They are delicious.
It's good as hell.
Absolutely delicious.
Dan, do you ever drink NA beers?
Nah, bro. I need that buzz.
Full power.
Yeah, man. Drinking NA beers for me, that'd be like smoking a CBD version of crack. You know what I mean? I need to get fucked up.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
It just influences your body, but you don't get... Like, you get the body high from crack, but you don't, like, feel high.
Oh, the body crack high is amazing.
Damn.
A hole in the market has just been exposed, by the way, once again.
Pure CBD crystal that you're smoking outside the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Well, this is what I keep saying. It's like liquid death needs to branch out into these harder drugs. Because they do, like, here's the cute royalty-free version of beer or whatever. Now it's here's, you know, here's the, wait, is my mic still working? I just touched something wrong.
Yeah, I can still hear you loud and clear.
I can't hear anything. I did it again.
No, Jack, no.
Jack's mic broke on the last podcast. Are you serious? That's how hard we go on these podcasts is that the mics can't even handle.
Right. Was it like this when you went on Tiger Belly, Dan?
It was just like this.
You're not going to believe how I stopped hearing everybody. I pressed the mute button on my keyboard. I didn't realize it.
Hilarious.
Bruh.
We don't need a fucking producer.
Be a pro.
Well, this is what I want to ask you, Dan. Are you? Is there any sort of movement in getting you on Steve-O's Wild Ride?
Dude, I would absolutely love that. I don't know if any listeners or if anybody has any connections to Steve-O.
There's got to be. Somebody listening right now, somebody knows There's somebody no who knows somebody's niece of Steve. Let's get fucking Dan Licata on Steve-O's fucking Wild Ride. How are we? It would
truly be a dream come true. And I have met him once before. He was cool as hell. I made him laugh. He told me he just got a vasectomy and it was really expensive to freeze his cum. And I was like, dude, I'll let you keep your cum in my freezer for $20. And he kind of laughed his friggin' ass off at that. So
that's
we already have a good rapport. I'm that's sure great. The riffs
right.
Be,
wow.
Oh, great. Shit. We should all go get faded with Steve-O.
he don't do that no more.
What?
Oh, Steve-O gonna, don't wait, do that.
If that, like, if that like really broke your heart, like, no, man, like, not. No, I'm proud of him. That's awesome. Happy for him.
Pontius has an awesome not podcast easy. As well.
Pontius? Yeah,
with his boo thing. Oh.
Pontius got a pod?
Yeah.
Pontius got a pod.
Really? Are they? They're the still boys, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're still boys?
Oh, yeah.
Are they chilling? Boys. Who are they not boys with?
Bam has kind of burned a lot of bridges.
Right. Out. Well, but out. I feel like the door is always open.
Well, they try to help him. He was on the pod. Together. He was on Steve-O's Wild Ride at one point, and they were kind of like, he was kind of encouraging him to go on his a sobriety journey with, you know, Steve-O, and he was encouraging him. He's like, man, we're going to get you, like, I think Steve-O seems like he's a good friend in that he was like, I'm going to try and, like, hook him up with, like, the things that I've learned and, you know, set him up with his YouTube channel and have him, you know, be able to sustain an income. And he was like, I think he got him on stage. Like, Bam, like, did stand-up with Steve-O.
We should have an intervention. Hey, man, like, we're all very aware of your addiction issues. Just want you to know. We got your YouTube channel already in the works. We got your stand-up tour booked.
Don't worry about it. It's all going to be okay, man. Like, just, I bet Steve. Here's my dark suspicion. Okay? Here's my dark. I don't want to get into this too much.
This is, by the way, this is a segment that we have is Eric's dark suspicion.
I feel like if Bam were to start profiting off of that YouTube channel set up by Steve-O's company, Steve-O would start to get a little cut. Okay?
Mm. Mm.
And Steve-O would start to, you know what I'm saying?
See, you see the evil in people, Eric.
I don't see the evil. I see realness. And you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying this has the potential to be a pyramid scheme where, like, you know.
Something.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he's
Both A's are shaped like pyramids. Interesting. Yeah. Something to notice.
Dan, I walked by an AA meeting room the other day, and people were busting down. There was crazy music playing.
Crumping?
Oh, it's a...
I don't know what they were...
The AA meetings were popping.
Maybe a club rented it. Maybe Aoki rented it out for the night.
Oh, Aoki.
But I was going to ask you, Dan, if you were to start your own podcast, and we Enjoy Tactics Productions kind of came to you and was like, yo, you can put it under our channel, what percentage would you be offended with, like... Like that, we were like, yo, we get this percentage of the cut of, you know, the ads and everything. What percentage would it be like we're taking advantage of you and it's like not okay?
I think if you asked for 99% of it, I'd be like, that's a little cool. Too much. But all I need is 2%, baby. You know?
Bro, we got you.
Like milk, I love negotiating you know? So fucking
much. I think once you came on our network, you would start to notice many things start to change for you, man. If you saw the subscriber count on our YouTube, it would start to... You would become disturbed pretty quickly with the attention that you'd receive. I'll just
wait. Just wait Monday. Once this drops, mm-hmm. you will Oops. See a skyrocket. This is going to be on the Mr. Beast. It's going to be Mr. Beast, Dan Licata for Ooh. The boys on the front page of YouTube. It's going to be... A lot of people come on here. We haven't had many guests, but many of them have seen... A Joy Tactics bump, like, well, that, well, I don't dude, know, we should.
Sorry, no, sorry to cut you off. You mentioned Mr. Beast just now. I'm also, like, you know, trying to get in touch with Mr. Beast. If any listeners have any connections to him, I have an idea for how to put out the wildfires in California and Canada and all of that. So basically, the thumbnail of the video would be Mr. Beast, like, you know, making yeah. the soy face, and yeah. it would say, I bought 5,000 helicopters and 10,000 Sibians, okay? Mm. And the idea is, on each helicopter, you have two Sibians hanging down with ropes, and you have a woman on each Sibian, and they're going to fly them over the fires, and they will squirt onto the fire to put wow. them out.
Wow.
That well, would be.
This
man,
sounds like
would,
a scene from Mad Max or Dune or that something. That would be. It's like so cinematic. You know
Sexual
I mean?
Dune.
And they're actually the heroes. Those.
Well, let me save
heroes.
You a bunch of money on Sibians right now. Just put Nate with 20 women in a slingshot together or something, and just let them let him do his thing up in the air. Because that'll save you money. Yeah.
Nate's bit. Yeah. Right.
That would be the most. I think that would be the most viewed video ever in the history of. Just the internet.
Oh, dude.
There's
and every
no way.
Day you do it, you get another dollar, $10,000.
Right. Nate, I feel like in that situation, you would have some type of war paint on your face, like this, even though the special orcs from Lord of the Rings, the Uruk-hai, just, how they have the handprint. You'd have that, just ketchup. You'd be all oiled up, eyes rolled back in your head, and you would do that shit so fucking fast with such precision and such care.
Ketchup oil.
He would be a national hero. But you would, I think you would have to die. Like, that's a suicide mission, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're being
sure,
slingshotted.
Yeah. Maybe there's something else on the other end of it.
Yeah. Right.
Just because Nate's.
Paradise.
A bunch of sheep or something. You
know. Sheep.
Oh, you don't give a sheep a haircut for a couple of years or two. Give them. Oh, dude, when I see a sheep, so I start dumb. Drizzling minoxidil all over their heads. Give them the
give them extra ass hair.
Yo, Eric, you got to get your barber to give them sheep a nice fade where it's like,
oh,
I want to see a sheep with like a skin fade,
a lined
cool
up
with
sheep.
Designs. Ooh, yeah.
Michael Jordan's jersey number 23 on the side. You know what I'm saying? Guard the garlic fade. Yeah.
The garlic fade.
Yeah, and I think I've talked about him before, but he'd have he has a bird up in his place that's singing the whole time.
Whoa.
Loud.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Birds are cool.
Bird. You know that they could live hella long? Birds?
Yeah.
They could be, they're like lifetime companions. Nah. Like, some can go to 80, bro. 80.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So, if you get a bird, like, just know that that thing is going to be with you for a while.
It's going to bury you.
I saw something online. It was like, apparently a lot of people that own parrots, like part of owning a parrot is you kind of have to like jerk it off periodically
no,
or something.
Don't. Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, Eric's parrot is like,
these parrots can't jack off, but you know, they
need the release. Oh, maybe medically they need the release. Oh, I know about that. Yeah.
Well, why do you have to, you have to jerk it? You can't build them like a fleshlight. You know.
I guess you could. Yeah.
That
bird
is
fleshlight.
Wow. Well, they can ask for it too. Some of these parrots are vocally built to be
Jerk
able to
it.
Ask for things.
Sock it, sock it, sock it, sock it, sock it. Shut the fuck up. You're like shaking the cage. Jerk it.
I'm about to bust.
chill.
your parole officer's coming over. You're like, just.
Well, you also know that. Do you know about these tortoises? Do you guys know about these?
Which ones?
There's a tortoise. I think his name is like. Oh, they make a crazy sound when they're busting. But no, there's a tortoise named like Joshua or something that's like literally 260 years old.
Damn. Where's he live? So, New Hampshire?
Oldest tortoise. I'm like, nah, I need to check out where he lives because we got to go visit him.
He, I saw a melted turtle.
Oh, Jonathan is his name. Jonathan is a giant tortoise, and he is, okay, he's not 180, but he's born in 1832.
Damn.
What Bruh. The fuck? Jesus.
Yeah, I bet his taste in food, you know, mm-hmm. you know.
I bet he got some backwards ass opinions, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you this: he lives on a plantation, so yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Why am I not surprised?
He lives on the grounds of the plantation house. Hell nah. Oh, and to think we were rocking with him for a second. Nope.
Jonathan, you're
Jonathan. Jonathan the turtle.
You guys want
to
see his ass?
Let's just. Yeah, I would like to. And then I want to report him to the Jordan Klepper report.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we need Jordan Klepper to roast this bastard.
Jordan Klepper, get this man now.
I just want to say, Jonathan the Turtle, if I ever see you, I'm going to do some Cannibal Holocaust type shit to you. Y'all ever see Cannibal Holocaust?
I saw that
actually
one.
It's very upsetting. Film
There's a
where
good
they actually sounds kill a awful. Lot of animals and oh. kill a tortoise and just dismember it, and it's very upsetting to watch.
Don't they bury a baby
and
in the mud and put a woman on a spike?
Wait, what is this? I've never heard of this.
What is
Cannibal Holocaust?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this.
Is it like a documentary?
Exploitation. Well, it's a fake documentary. The human murder stuff was faked, but the animal murders that they do in the movie are
when did this come out
100% real, like 1980 or some shit.
Oh shit. Any so, animal wow. you see pre the 90s is dead. If you saw it on film captured on a camera, it's dead. They killed that thing right after they wrapped.
Well, let me blow your mind. You can do the same thing with humans if you go far enough back. So we were talking about Wizard of Oz earlier, right?
Right.
None of them are alive anymore. That's all ghosts on film. Just that's a living cemetery, essentially like a cemetery.
What about if there's a bird? Maybe there's a bird or a turtle in it.
Well, if there's a tortoise, maybe Jonathan's in that shit. Yeah, I don't know. But
those flying monkeys, those are probably.
Oh stuff. Hell nah!
I see a flying
Imagine
monkey.
That
yeah, right.
Getting all up if that started trying to freak.
We've
on
talked
you.
About so much stuff in the sky today. Isn't that cool?
Right.
The Jewish motocross, well, Nate jerking it.
Yeah. Interesting.
What's up with that?
I don't know. And it was supposed to be about high school, but you see, Dan, how our minds work on this shit. We can't be held by a single topic sometimes.
Well, Dan, you also went to high school with another amazing comedian, Joe Pera. You guys were in the same grade, or was this a...
Joe's actually a year older than me. So,
wow, really?
He's my elder.
Old as fuck.
But yeah, we met him.
But Joe wasn't in like the... He wasn't into like the Jackass shit at all.
No, he was never there. He was the first guy to visit me in the hospital after I broke my legs, though. I like woke
That's a
up
friend.
From... I woke up from like a morphine-induced nap, and I just saw Joe sitting there in a chair, and he just goes... What happened? Sorry, dude.
Do you remember when you, not to bring this horrible memory back, but when you fell off the roof, do you remember screaming? Or was it just like...
Yeah. Yeah, I just screamed, fuck. And I did actually ask my friend, after I screamed, fuck, I said, did you get that on tape? Because can you imagine if... That motherfucker forgot to press record. How horrible that would be.
Good God. Yeah. And Bone was coming out. Now, you talk about this in the special, so I don't want to burn it, but Bone was coming out.
They looked like rubber. You know what I mean? They totally shattered, but the left leg, the bone, one of the bones poked through. a little bit.
It just doesn't take much.
Did you have to get all the metal in it?
No pins, no screws.
What the hell? Wow. Just set it and forget it?
Set it and forget it. The orthopedic surgeon was like a fucking wizard and glued me back together. And
that's crazy.
Yeah.
You don't have any like long term like pain from your legs at all or back or anything? Like that shit just healed up like that.
No.
The human body is amazing.
The only long lasting effects are the nightmares. That's it.
Oh, that's a free movie in your head.
It was kind of nuts in the hospital though. I remember you remember that movie Murderball, that documentary?
Yeah.
It was pretty sick. It's about this wheelchair rugby league. And the first night in the hospital, the movie had just come out, and they did like this sort of promotional special on MTV with the Jackass guys. And I was like, this is so fucking fitting that the Jackass guys are doing this special with these guys in wheelchairs. And I am now in a wheelchair from doing Jackass type shit. And
that's called synchronicity.
Yeah.
The universe was letting you know that you're on the right path there.
I also was brought to tears talking about the show Pimp My Ride with one of the nurses.
What aspect of it? Just the free stuff or the beauty?
Yeah, I think I was just like on morphine and she was like, there was one episode where there was like a rat in the guy's trunk. And I was like, yeah, it was so great.
They had a little house for the rat or something in there.
Yeah. They built him a little, they put a tech deck on his, taped a tech deck to his, legs and built him, they recreated the warehouse level from Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 in the trunk. So the rat could do some fucking,
hey, yo.
I wish I was a rat in this one moment.
Yeah. Pete, I mean, okay. Yeah. All-time greatest rats. We got Pizza Rat.
Mm-hmm. Classic. Rizzo the Rat. Remember Rizzo?
From the Muppets? Hell yeah.
Muppet and the rat. Number one is Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah. You know what? Tekashi 6ix9ine got me out of jury duty recently. Because I was doing, I had to go in, I got jury duty and I went in and the case was like, you know, racketeering gang things. And you disqualify yourself by being all knowledgeable on the subject and biased. And so I just like wrote an essay as long as I could about how Tekashi snitched and how I was so whatever, like, you know, had all these opinions about the drama. But then I still got the $50 for going in. Okay.
Wow.
Bought you a Funko Pop with that money, right?
Yeah. And then I flip that shit into two Funko Pops and then wait a year and they sell that shit. And then I buy them.
By the way, what is racketeering? That feels like an old, like, 1940s.
How cute of you to ask,
term.
Bro. I know you know exactly.
Racketeer.
Racketeering, bro, is being in a gang.
Racketeer.
You know Boonk Gang? Boonk. Boonk gang.
Boob
gang? A whole lot of gang shit. Boonk. Boonk gang.
Boonk.
No, gang? I don't know it. No.
Well, he did a whole lot of gang shit, but he's better now. He's a kid and he's Christian. Well, never mind. Nobody knows him. But he'd go in 7-Eleven and knock stuff over and stuff.
Oh, wait. I do sort of remember this guy. Yeah. He would, like, steal fucking iPhones and stuff and just run out of the Apple store. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Boonk gang, but it's fun to say.
Have you ever been to Japan?
Have I ever been to Japan? Mm-hmm. No, but I've heard they got like just monkeys running around there that'll just steal your fucking cell phone.
They steal your shit, and on top of that, you also have to be worried about something called the Yakuza.
Ooh, I know about that.
All right, I just wanted to warn you in case you didn't. Those might be the most fun gang to chill with. That might be the most fun gang to chill with if you could speak their language, which I could with a translator. You know what I mean?
Google.
trying to get on that Dua Lipa app to learn Japanese so I could.
So you could go.
So I don't gotta watch dubbed hentai anymore.
I think the Yakuza is still real, right? Or am I mistaken? They're still fucking powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Shit.
And then what's the gang from China? The Triads? The Triad.
Yep.
Or maybe I'm not supposed to talk about this shit.
Yeah, man. So remember earlier when I mentioned MS-13? Let's just say most of my house is being banged on right now ever since then. So I don't think that we should continue mentioning these guys.
Wait, so no. I guess not to like circle back too far, but I guess how would you know, we're talking about gangs and, you know, ISIS is probably like, you know, one of the top gangs right now. Although their star meter's kind of dropping a bit. But would you rather be beheaded by ISIS or eaten alive by a tiger? You know, to answer my old co-worker's question.
Wow.
ISIS?
Because I don't know if I want my death to be politicized necessarily.
I definitely don't want that. Unless it's for the right cause. Yeah. Unless it's for the right cause.
Do you get to pick where?
I mean, if fucking Joe Biden ever tries to make IPAs illegal, I'm gonna do a January 6th on the fucking White House, and if I get sniped, then I'm willing to do that. But
wait, if you could stop all violence by being beheaded, would you do that?
That's pretty noble. Stop. I would have to do violence. It like today, or could I like?
You could do it on your birthday, but that's the latest.
Okay, I want to spend a little money first, you know, have a little fun.
I need to rack up that $12,000 limit on my fucking Chase Unlimited.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Could it be a thing where, like, yeah, ISIS can behead me, but only if Daniel Radcliffe joins ISIS and it's him? You see what I'm saying?
You want the wizard to do it.
I'd like the wizard to do it.
The wizard.
Say some spell right before he does it. That'd be fun.
How much money would you pay to get Daniel Radcliffe back in the Harry Potter franchise as an adult spinoff series, HBO? Ooh,
goddamn. I mean, I would unload my entire crypto wallet just to make that happen.
Yeah.
Professor Harold, where he comes back, he's a substitute teacher at a regular school teaching them what it was like back in the mountains.
Back in the Wizarding Mountains? Yeah, right. Man.
So then what's funny is... Huh?
Huh? I was going to say, Harry Potter, y'all, they need to make Harry Potter, but... Liquid, yeah, thank you. That was
you mean drink. You want to drink it. Yeah,
I want to drink.
Liquid Harry Potter.
Remember Bob Marley had the Mellow Mood tea for a while?
We need Quidditch.
Yeah, I want some Harry Potter bubble tea. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter boba. Harry Potter boba.
Harry Potter new highest level at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked.
The most spicy.
wizardly heat or something. Yeah. It's purple.
We do.
Purple chicken wing, Dan, with glitter on it.
Oh, that's getting too creative. We bring up Harry Potter on about every episode, and people are getting tired of it.
They're downright sick of it, I would say.
And it's basically always me bringing it up, but I can't help it.
Well, I think J.K. Rowling should have to go on Hot Ones just to as punishment for some of her backwards-ass
opinions. Can I just say this? I think that should only be the beginning of her punishment, and then I think it should get more crazy from. I don't want to get into the details, but yeah, more crazy from there.
She should have to do the Cat Williams gauntlet, basketball, one-on-one basketball, full court, a night of stand-up comedy, who can sell out. And then, what else did he say? A sprint?
Yeah, he challenged Kevin Hart, right?
She should go up against, what's her name, Suzanne Collins, who wrote The Hunger Games, to see who can make it out on top. Mm-hmm.
That was great. What was your GPA in high school?
Ooh,
that's a good question. It was in the high twos, I think.
Yes,
nice.
2.9, maybe. Yeah, high
that's
twos.
That's pretty good.
What did you get to the three club? Me neither. What'd you have, Nate?
I think I ended up with like a 3, 4, 5.
Was that weighted or unweighted?
I don't know what does that mean, weighted?
Or... Well, curious that you don't know this. Weighted means if you're taking the advanced classes,
they'll throw I'll tell you what, I was not in one single, you're talking about AP classes?
Or IB, right?
Yeah, I wasn't in none of that. I was with the real people, dude.
Well, I was in that IB program, and I was the dumbest one, easily the most dumbest. So I had about a 2.9, but weighted, that's about a 3.
You got a 2.9?
Yeah.
I got a D plus in special ed English freshman year of high school.
A D plus?
Yeah. We used to do something called Test Survivor, where you would don't fill out any of the answers of the test and see who can last the longest before the teacher gets mad and makes you finish it. You know what I'm saying?
And then you just write down whatever you felt like.
Yeah. But like, or you would just turn your test in, but it'd be like, who could sit here the longest and make school go all crazy long?
Wow.
They would drug test us, and if you tested positive for weed, they would take a full point off your GPA. So
no. But that's cool.
I'm just playing. Montessori school rules.
Montessori, they want extra drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the M stands for.
Oh, shit.
Montessori. Or drugs. So then...
Okay, so Dan, usually we end our podcast with going around and saying what gave us joy this week. That's kind of what has held our podcast together for the last year and a half. So does anybody want to start with what gave them joy? Nate, do you have something on lock?
Let me see here.
I got mine. Two nights ago, Nate says, you want to come over for a movie tonight? And I said, yeah, I do. And I suggested that we watch this movie called Frequency. Have you guys seen this?
Dennis Quaid,
Jim Caviezel. Oh my God. It was, and we had some pizza too. It was just some non-alcoholic Peroni. It was just a wonderful night. And I thought that movie was popping, and it made me yearn for the 90s type movies, 90s time. You know what I'm saying? We were just, the whole time we were just saying, they don't make them like this anymore. They really certainly don't. Mm-hmm. So if you guys haven't seen Frequency, go watch that shit.
Have you seen it? Has anyone seen Enemy Mine?
With Dennis Quaid?
With Dennis Quaid, the alien one.
Yep.
All right.
No.
Never mind. But it's
going to be on the watch list.
Thumbs up,
and it's weird. Oh, he falls in love with the alien the whole time.
With a freaky lizard alien.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, see that, man.
What was it called? Splice, where Adrian Brody fucks the splice?
No.
What's a splice?
A splice is like half human, half alien, but it looks all fucked up. You know, like when you do the photo booth thing and it like, does the mirror of your face, so your eyes are like on the opposite sides of your head and shit. Yeah, the splice kind of looks like that. And he fucks the splice.
Is it a splice version of himself or just a splice?
Yeah, there's a little, it's a little bit incestuous because it does have some of his shared DNA. So,
damn.
Yeah.
All right. So movie night is Frequency, Splice, and Enemy Mine.
Yeah, oh, triple feature.
Sounds amazing. A marathon? Yes, please.
Sleepover party if we're doing it.
Let's go get Patton Oswalt to do a Q&A just with us and what we thought afterwards.
Chris Hardwick do a talk back afterwards. We got to bring back Hardwick, please. Folks.
Right, please.
I've been writing letters to CBS every week. It's like, first off, bring back James Corden. And if you're not going to give him his time slot back, Jay Leno style, at least bring back Hardwick.
Hardwick. Just a monologue. Just kind of like a Dick Cavett style Chris Hardwick show where he just comes out and, you know what I'm saying? It's quiet. Mm-hmm. It's about 3 hours long.
Yeah.
He asks the serious questions.
And, well, you know what gave me joy this week is I honestly it was watching Dan's special.
Wow,
it was so fun. I was very, I was so stoked since I heard about the idea of it. I was like just pumped, so pumped for whatever you started the prop. When did you shoot it?
Shot it August of 2023. So, but I've had this idea for several years. And yeah, I've been pretty much like working on this for like I'd say 13, 14 months or some shit. So yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I remember I heard it maybe through the grapevine of like through Harris or something. But I was like, this is the funniest idea ever. And it was truly so fucking good. And
Thanks,
man,
man.
one of the best specials to come out in a while. Like, just
Cool,
so
Nate. I
fucking
guess you're like trying to get in the writer's room or some shit. Like, man sells a
good.
show. It's
Yeah, nice, man.
weird, man.
This is how it happens, man. This is how it happens, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to trying to get in as many writers' rooms as possible. I'm trying to get rehired at SNL if they'll have me back. I know they let me go when they found out I didn't actually go to Harvard, but maybe
You
they'll
lied. Did you
be
really
like,
do
"Hey,
that?
do what?"
Did you tell everybody that you went to Harvard there?
Oh no, I should have. I did do a lot of things there though that probably led to me getting fired. Like one day, in the writer's room, just before every single thing I pitched, I just went, "No, it'd be so funny," and then I would say it. And then I kept pitching that people. I was like, it would be a good idea if we changed this character's name to Brandon Wardell. So shout out to Brandon. I just thought it would be funny if like all of the
Yeah,
characters in
that is
it and
funny.
on the show just happened to be named Brandon Wardell. Shout
And
out to him,
was Lauren
friend of the
just
pod.
looking down at his paper, or what was his ass doing?
Yeah, I have very limited interactions with Lauren, but
Yeah.
I was trying to befriend his son real bad,
He's got a
so I
son.
figure if you got a son, I figure if I get tight with his son,
Yeah.
then I get the fucking green light to do whatever I want.
Heck
And
yeah.
didn't work out like that.
Shit. Are you,
But
yeah,
yeah.
damn it. That's right. You think this is bad, but maybe it's actually somehow the 50th year reunion's coming around this year. And who knows, dude? You might be the only writer next season. Who knows? I don't know how these things work. I think write
Damn, the
new. I would want to
auteur,
see that.
written
Yeah.
and directed by
By
Dan
Dan
Lecott. Yeah.
LeCott. Dan, I saw the Tony
Damn.
Hawk special, and dude, that's Lorne Michaels leaving you a voice memo. What do they call it? Voicemail.
Yeah.
Drunk on the helicopter.
The
helicopter that you do a fucking
Yo.
Misty flip over and Tony Hawk's underneath.
Oh
The
shit,
Hawaii
dude.
Gap. Then Eric Sparrow steals the tape, passes it
I
off as
fucking.
his own.
And then you do this at the end, you grab it
Bastard.
and boom, hit him with the elbow.
Yeah. Yeah. Knock his ass the fuck out.
Dude, Dan, check this one out. Oh shit.
Oh man, he's going for a tech deck. What do we
Jack's
got?
freaking reaching
Oh,
for the Eminem is showing
What do you
yeah.
think about
Eminem tech
Houdini?
deck.
You know, Slim
Yeah.
Shady's coming back, right?
He's back,
What do
baby.
you mean he's coming back?
You haven't seen this new trailer where Slim Shady comes back from the past?
Guess who's back, Jack?
Wait, what do you mean a trailer for a
You
movie?
haven't seen this?
No. Is this new Eminem?
No, it's a music. It's like a new. Is it a new album, Dan?
He just dropped a new single called Houdini.
Crap.
Yep.
He's
I know
back.
what I'm working out to today in public.
Yeah. Speaking of what
Guess
gave
who's
me joy
back?
this week, and Eminem, great segue. The guys at the 4040 Club threw a great after party for my special premiere, and we did some
Oh.
Eminem only karaoke, and that was hella fun. But no, to be real, and this is me being sincere, which I don't do very often, okay, folks?
Oh
But
shit, here we
to
go.
be sincere, yeah, everyone coming out, showing out for the premiere, just kind of going nuts, all my friends, family, and fans all in one place, kind of going nuts. That was made all this shit worth it and made me really going broke making this special worth it. So yeah. That's why
Awesome.
we do this,
Worth
you
it.
know? We don't do it for the
Yeah.
money. We do it
No, not
for
yet.
the love.
Not yet. But in 5 years, when we're in all Bugattis, all driving a caravan down to Mexico City for a big party,
for Nate's funeral.
That's when it's gonna be worth it.
Yeah, it is really fucking special. It is very special, special. I'm like truly so, so fucking good. Excited to show all my friends back home. It's like
I know
something that our generation, yeah, like I don't know. It's fucking so fucking funny.
Oh, thank you, boys. Yeah,
it's unbelievable. And then
y'all are making me blush over here.
Yeah, and then what gave me joy is I had some pretty good popcorn a couple days ago that was fucking crazy.
Dude, congratulations.
It was spicy, tangy, zingy. It has like five different descriptions. Sweet, sour, spicy, tangy, and savory popcorn. Oh, and Layla gave me that, Eric, your girlfriend.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check in with her what kind of popcorn it was.
That's it.
It's amazing.
Thanks, all right, Dan.
Guys. Well, Dan.
go watch this shit on YouTube.com right now for free.
We'll
and then watch
we'll
Mr.
have the
Beast.
Link in the show notes. Link in the show notes.
Yeah.
Go watch the special. Follow Dan on social media, of course. Just search it into Google. You'll find him. I think it's Dan Licata Sucks is your handle, right?
That's my handle on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube as well.
We should shout
Dan
out
Licata for the boys.
Dan Licata for the boys. Shout out to Danny Scherer as well. Harris Mayerson, Merrill. Mm-hmm. Merrill, all these. Did Merrill work on it?
Merrill didn't work on it, but shout out to
Merrill. Well, shout out to
anyway,
Merrill.
And Dan is in Rap World. That is show. I guess we can plug that a little bit. Dan is in Rap World, which is playing in Chicago, LA, and New York, which hasn't been announced yet, but somewhere in New York in August.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. Dan is so fucking funny in that. That was the hardest I broke in the whole movie.
Oh
that
my
scene,
god!
Scene
oh,
the
oh yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad that made
oh
it.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Sweet. All right.
All right, Dan. Thanks for joining us, brother.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, boys. Right.
Of course. Peace out, everybody. Peace out.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.